Michael.
Yes, I'm here.
Britney Spears is crazy.
She's kookula. She's back in rehab, did you hear?
She's in the news.
Uh-huh.
And we got a great bit here on the Don and Mike Show.
This is brilliant.
Chicks can come by and get their heads shaved for $1,000.
That's a delightful amount of cash.
And then we'll put the girls' pictures on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Why don't you guys bring the first woman, Tracy? Oh, and about our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, got a facelift. A lot of new features on there. Buzz's news will be up there every day for you. The actual script that Buzz writes out every day will be up there for you. Of course, the audio highlights, a brand-new moderated message board.
Right.
We like the looks of our brand-new website. Want to thank our web guy, Craig. And also would like to thank the Junkies, because, as it turns out, the guy that did the Junkies website, Junkies were nice enough to pass him along to us.
Oh, that is nice. It looks fantastic, and we are so appreciative. It really is good to get a facelift on that thing, and you're going to love it. We know
I can't tell you how many times I would go to our website and say, how come our website doesn't look like that website?
Exactly.
Like Junkies Radio does, and they say, well, they got a guy. So anyway, thanks to the Junks for sharing that guy with us.
Thank you, fellas.
And we all got to stick together, because the rumor du jour is that CBS, should I be saying this? Well, I don't care. CBS, our company, is thinking about doing away with all of the DJ websites that offer content, because the problem is that while our site gets something like, I don't know, 5 million hits a week, Junkie's site gets roughly the same amount, the Free FM site gets about 5 hits a week.
I see.
And more so when you consider... What? Oh, John is shaking his head. I love it when I've said something I shouldn't say.
Producer's nervous.
Well, I didn't hear that from John. I heard that from, well, from John. I heard it from John, but he's now left the room.
John has now fled. John has now fled in horror.
He's left the room. Anyway, that's just what I heard. So get to our website while it's still there.
Yeah, well, we'll have it no matter what, right?
Well.
Won't we have it even if they don't?
The thing. I had to fill out a questionnaire last week that was one of those things like, it was full of questions about our website from the company. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things that I didn't really fill out all the way.
Right.
You know how when we get stuff from the company?
You mean the piles and piles of paperwork that we're supposed to sign?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always do.
It was loaded with questions like, goddamn. John, what were some of those questions?
He's not at his station right now.
I think he's handling some of the other women that are here to get their head shaved.
There were a lot of questions from the company, like, is it in our contract that we can have our own website? Is it in our contract? And it was my understanding that this form had been given out to a lot of people in the company.
Ah, I see.
That they're looking at web hits and, you know, they want all the hits to go, of course, to the...
They're trying to figure out a way to maximize their profit on it.
Right.
Right.
And that's perfectly normal in corporate America, and I salute them for that.
And about the big XM merger with Sirius, which people are talking about today. I find it all very amazing. Well, first off, we backed the right horse in that race.
And we'd like to say welcome back to an old friend. Well, now, what are we? We don't have a dog in that fight.
No, we don't.
We really don't.
Our dog in that
fight. We may.
Our dog in that fight is Mel. And what happens is our old boss, Mel Karmazin, who went to Sirius.
I was very surprised to see that he will be running the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not like him. Not like him normally to be in charge of everything.
The way that I understand this, and it's satellite radio is like, with like 5% of America has it. So it's a small niche.
Right.
But the government, the only way that they will allow these two companies to merge is if the companies say, we will offer Americans a better product at a cheaper price by merging. The problem is that...
No, the way I understood it was that they will approve the merger if none of the DJs have websites.
Well, hold on, I was trying to be serious about...
I'm
about
sorry. You're trying to be serious about Sirius?
About commerce. Uh-huh. They will let them merge together if they say, we can give it to people cheaper. The problem is that we've worked for Mel for so long... There's no way that a merged Sirius XM is going to end up costing you more money.
Can't imagine.
I guarantee it's
going to... Less money,
less
you
money.
Mean?
Yes, I'm sorry, Mike. It's going to end up costing you more money, and get ready for this. Just like on good old-fashioned radio, get ready for about a million more commercials on satellite radio with Mel Kay in the lead seat.
You know, it's interesting. I look at this merger and I see two separate entities that are now joining forces, and there will be none other. So to me, when there's no competition, I think that always works out better for the American consumer.
Always has.
I think it always works out great.
Because, see, the way that I remember it back in history class or whatever class it was where they taught the three branches of government, and incidentally, it would be awful on that Jeff Foxworthy show, though are you as smart as a fifth grader? Yes. Because they got me on the pronoun question.
And for those listening to you right now, the three branches of government are the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That's You're right, Mike.
There you go. Thank you. Well, that's why I scored 600 on my SATs.
Anyway, they will. The government generally will not let big companies get together unless it's going to be good for us,
right,
the consumers. And trust me, we know this about Mr. Karmazin. There's only one person that Mr. Karmazin cares about. As Mr. Karmazin. And second would be...
Nothing wrong with caring about George Washington.
And second would be the shareholders. And third would be all of our great presidents.
Who have passed away.
Who are now on paper.
It's the nicest way we can say it. And as I like to always say whenever his name comes up, the business of America is business. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because as the new president of XM Radio always used to say, if the president's not on a piece of paper that I can take into a store and use as tender, I don't care about it.
That's right.
Yeah, used to say, don't talk to me about this, Bill Clinton.
Right.
Let's talk about somebody good like Andrew Jackson.
And the new company will be known as Smearius. Smearius X. And their slogan will be, what haven't we done for you?
Let's now welcome Tracy, who is here because Britney Spears shaved her head. Hi, Tracy.
Hi there.
Tracy, you've got a huge camera with an amazing flash attachment on there, and you're taking books out right now.
Oh, what are you doing, honey? I'll
share some porn.
Now, what is this, Tracy?
I'm a photographer, and I actually thought I'd bring you a copy of a book that I was in.
The book is called Erotic Women.
Oh, this is okay.
This is a book of naked women.
Yes, and Tracy. You know what? Nobody ever brings this really nice gift.
Hey, hold on, Mike. Look, at
she
booked Mark her page. Uh-huh. There she is, Tracy.
Yours are very tasteful, Tracy.
She took the pictures herself, so she posed for her own photos.
You're an erotic photographer, are you?
Oh, probably
a video. Oh, cool, and a video, too.
Mike, keep going. There are more pictures of her than just the ones we're seeing here.
All right.
For goodness sakes.
Oh, there you are.
Boy, oh, boy.
Wow.
Hey, look at that.
Not so you're a photographer, but you're a model also. Yeah. You photograph yourself.
Yeah. Tracy Lee, naked in this book called Erotic Women, mammoth book of illustrated erotic women.
This is a very, very cool book.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
Hey, it's Mike, a scary picture of the Benjamin Hoffman. What?
See what turns me on?
What? Let me see.
Take a look.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Boy, you just killed my buzz.
Hey, Buzz. Yes? Take a look.
I knew it. I found that picture also.
Buzz already has a copy.
Yes.
Surprise. Have you been chatting with Buzz?
It's like a woman in the Demi Moore, I Am Pregnant and Naked
Yes,
pose.
Very tasteful.
This is truly tasteful stuff here.
Tracy, thank you for bringing the book down. You're a cute woman. I think you kind of look like Tina Fey. It might be the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Little Tina Fey-like.
I get Winona Ryder.
Now, you've got a huge red head of hair. Mm-hmm. And so is it the bucks primarily, or is this something you maybe were thinking about doing anyway?
The only thing I haven't done to my hair is shave it off.
Oh. And this, so you heard this and the idea appealed to you?
$1,000 worth of camera gear would be a nice
thing. $1,000 worth of camera gear. I like that.
The hair will grow back.
All right. Well, do we have a picture of the of Q Tracy before?
This is a hell of a book.
Oh, it sure is.
I can't get my face out of this book.
Why don't we put this book up in the office, if you know what I'm saying.
Got one for the office? I'll take this copy home.
Why don't we put one in the men's room?
There you go.
That would be a beautiful idea.
Oh, dear.
We'll never get in there now.
So now, Tracy, we'll have the pictures on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, is going to have her head shaved with the steady hand of Rob A. Speedbump.
Do we have any kind of cover to put on her, or are we just going to let the hair?
Nope.
We don't. That's too bad.
Mike, it's just the hair falls where it may today.
Okay, very good.
Now, Robbie, what are you doing right now, my friend?
You have to oil the clippers.
Oil the clippers.
Yeah.
Now, the clippers have been oiled before, or?
Should oil them for every use.
I'm a little
Is that true, Rob?
That is true.
I mean, you get your hair buzzed all the time, right?
Yeah. What are you concerned about?
If you want to oil them every time, because they will otherwise run hot, and you don't want to
them to run high.
No.
Well, what were you concerned about, Tracy?
Being the guinea pig on these clippers that have...
Oh, I've shaved Don's head a dozen times.
Yeah, no, no, he's...
Well, these are new. I hear they've been used only one time. Mm-hmm. And it's...
he's quite experienced.
It's when Rob was being prepped for his...
Now, hold, Rob, before you start.
Sure.
This is so great. Mm-hmm. This is like the Britney Spears thing.
This is real.
When you saw the video, maybe you saw her actually take the clippers and cut a path out in her own head.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Rob very gently was just pulling Tracy's hair back to start this entire process.
Yeah. Tracy does not seem phased one little bit. I mean, you seem unflappable. You're not really uptight about this.
No, like I said, it's hair. It'll grow back.
It's hair. It'll grow back.
I start the top.
Yeah, start at the top, please.
All right, very good.
Okay. Oh, let me turn off the Britney.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Can I make a request, Rob?
Sure. Let's not get started.
But excuse me.
No, I'm kidding.
Top, but maybe a little mohawk too, so we can see how that looks
okay.
like.
All right.
A little bit on the right, a little bit on the left.
Here we go now. Beautiful.
Right. Here we go.
Tracy and
how's it feel, Tracy?
Oh, look at that!
Wow, it's coming.
I told my husband he could pay me $1,000 not to do it, but
he didn't have the dough.
He didn't take
nice
me up
and
on
gentle
it.
Like.
There you go.
Okay, let me get the other side.
Oops, Tracy, do you want? And we're gonna get some pictures. Johnny, you want to get on this side? Do you want me to take the pictures?
To get some midway pictures here, I think.
God damn, Rob.
Ooh.
Now, Don, in the many science,
I haven't
fiction,
heard her yet.
Science fiction movies and shows that you've watched, did you find bald women hot in those?
No.
Movies?
How's
no.
How's that mohawk, Mark?
I do.
It looks very nice. Very nice, Rob. You're doing a nice job. Is it a comfortable procedure there, Tracy?
Not so far.
It's not. It's uncomfortable.
No. So far, it's fine.
So far, it's fine. Okay.
Wow. It's a lot of hair coming off.
I don't forget about getting that hair out to the cancer kids.
All right, here we go.
That's our diamond in the morning treatment of this.
Mm-hmm. You know, right now she's starting to look like Ben Franklin.
yeah. That will be a Ben Franklin look.
You know, a little tuft up front.
Is it my reverse mullet?
There we go.
You know, it's
a little up.
The coldest thing would be to leave her like that, like with just one big splotch, where she looks kind of like a retarded Billy Bob Thornton with half of his head like Sling Blade.
Would you like some of these French fries potatoes?
She still has hair on the back. She's starting to look Sinead O'Connor now in the front.
Well, that's going to be the final look because, you know, we don't have a razor here, so it's going to be a really buzz cut is what the...
But, Mike, that's what Britney Spears did as well.
Yeah, she did the same thing.
She did not lather up her head and go at it with a razor.
Sort of Sinead-y.
Tracy, how would you rate the gentle and steady hands of Rob Spiewak?
I'm very impressed.
He is good at this. Yeah. He's very good at this.
You know, it's a good thing? You don't have, like, a lot of bumps and junk on your head.
No, good-looking head.
You do have a good-looking head.
Good,
you really do.
You know, I've never seen it before like this, so...
And based on the book, the rest of you not bad looking either.
There's bumps other places.
Are you an actual redhead?
No, I'm not.
So that had a little color in it. You're kind of a brunette, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look at that. Look at Rob. And how long was the hair? By girl standards, how would you describe how long your hair was, Tracy?
Shoulder length.
Mm-hmm. And very, very thick.
Very thick.
I would imagine her hair is going to grow back very, very quickly. Rob's... And you can tell like where it's been shaved. She's got thicker hair than Britney has.
Where are the news crews?
Yeah, where's the camera crews?
Where's Live at 5 and where's Eyewitness News?
You have a small scar on the back of your head. Did you know that?
Yes, from when I was 2. So.
From when you were 2?
Wow.
Haven't had any brain surgery recently or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right, not from a previous barber?
Look at all this hair.
You know what, Rob? That is your calling.
Yeah.
Really, that is your calling. You are.
Barber.
Shouldn't have said that, should I?
Barber?
Rob, you should
You
get
think
out.
You should go to barber college?
Get out of the radio business immediately and become a full-time barber.
But only like, you know where Rob should be a barber? Right. He should be a barber at that depot where the Marines go on Full Metal Jacket.
Because he's perfect at giving those haircuts, and he could give them out lickety-split.
Okay, God. Can you fluff your hair out a little bit, see where I missed?
God, is he fast.
You look okay. You know what? You look okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
You pull it off okay, Tracy.
She's got just petite features, and she doesn't look bad at all.
Let me see.
Do I look like Sinead?
Can you stand up for a second?
Oh, I got to take a picture.
Yeah, Mike, will you take a picture of her?
Hey,
Mike, take my picture with her.
Okay.
My hair.
Take my picture with her?
Yeah.
Don't get in too close.
Yeah.
Here we go. Everybody, say hold the hair up.
She smells good.
Hey,
that's all because the book there.
Can you do one more run
Just remember,
the
she did mention her husband before.
She smelled good.
All right. Now Rob's neatening it up. Tracy, how would you evaluate the experience so far?
Well, I haven't seen myself yet, but
now he's Rob's getting a little closer.
I think you're going to be okay.
Hey, Johnny, would you get the wireless mic?
There's one in here.
You got it? Great, because you can run a Robbie, if you'll configure the board,
sure.
You can run it right to the John.
As I always do with all our guests.
And let her
because I'd like to hear her reaction.
Let her take
when she sees
look at herself. Oh, don't look at yourself in the window, honey.
Window glass.
Go in our bathroom. Go in our crap room.
Sorry for the lack of smock. Really sincerely apologize.
Check, hello?
Yes. Come with me, sweetie.
Go on in our crapper and take a look at yourself.
All right, good luck.
Minute thing.
There she goes.
Make sure you show the other gals, too.
There's hair everywhere.
Okay, now we'll hear her look at herself.
Okay.
We're in the bathroom.
Tracy?
No, it doesn't look too bad.
She's unfazed. She was unfazed when she came in. She's unfazed now.
Where's the next woman, Connie?
Is that as close as we can get?
Connie, go in the bathroom. Go in the bathroom with Rob.
Check it out.
Hey, Robbie, I'm going to send Connie in there with you now. Connie's going to go in the bathroom with you.
Okay.
To look at Tracy's hair. Where's Connie?
Just give the microphone to Connie. Connie, what do you think?
Hi, Connie.
Looks good.
Yeah. That's what we were going for.
Looks good.
And kind of tight.
These women that are doing this are very collected. Mm-hmm. They're very cool. They're very collected today.
Decided.
Okay. Well, listen, Tracy, you're the first. Congratulations. $1,000. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
And everybody,
Tracy, did you want to be neatened up a little bit? Rob, is there any chance you could just
we'll
tidy her up?
During the break, Mike.
During the break?
We'll do all the cleaning
finishing
up.
Finishing touches.
And we'll come back and we'll do Connie and the other chick that's here. And
how many do we have total, guys? We have four. We have four.
Four.
So Tracy's the first. We have three more women to tackle after
four
this.
Four girls.
All right.
$4,000. Mm-hmm. Hey, girls, let's all say a little prayer for Brittany. Huh?
Yeah, she's back in rehab. You know that, don't you?
Brittany Nicole Smith.
Yes.
We don't want a banana Nicole Smith here.
No, we certainly don't.
This is too good. Because the last picture will be the best.
It's fascinating.
With the four chicks with the head shaved.
Yes.
And then somebody get that right out to the trades.
Oh, yeah.
Right away, because it's got to be... Don and Mike,
cutting edge.
Don and Mike, take today's headline news. Get it? Headline.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. And some of the ladies have brought their kids around.
I think those are your kids, right, Tracy?
Mine are here.
Yeah,
they're
here. All right. Are they excited?
Hey, bring the kids in. Let them see mommy.
They're excited. Are you excited about this, kids?
Come in, take a look at your mommy.
There's mommy. There's the new mommy. What do you think? Look at the grins. I love the little guy. He's got an interesting reaction.
Go on up to the microphone. What do you guys think of your mommy's head?
Yeah, she looks different.
She does look different. Uh-huh. How about the little guy? What do you think? Kind of strange? Is it okay?
Hey, buddy.
He's unfazed.
Hey, kid.
He's giggling. He's shy.
How you doing, little man?
That's about it.
There it is. Now mommy's going to, because mommy did this, she's going to get a whole bunch of new camera equipment now. Oh, are you going to get Legos now?
And Legos.
Yeah, I love kids. The kids are unfazed.
Can the kid tell a joke?
Sure.
Yeah, all right.
Sure, what's your joke?
We're giving out his phone
every
number.
Every time you guys do, they make somebody laugh.
Okay, he's got a joke? Okay, we're ready for your joke, young man.
Make us laugh.
Ready?
Go ahead. One, two, three, go.
There are two muffins in the oven. The first muffin said, "Holy cow, it's..."
That's okay. You can start again.
Start over. Buddy.
We'll let you start all over again. No problem. One, two, three, go. No, I like hearing you tell it over and over again.
There's two ovens in the muffin.
The two muffins in the oven.
Sorry.
One, two, three, go.
There are two muffins in the oven. The first muffin said, "Holy cow, it's hot in here." The second muffin said, "Holy cow, a talking muffin."
Bravo! Bravo, that is a good joke.
Kids.
Not an extra $1,000, though.
Kids. So many of them are mistakes.
That's your philosophy today. Today's word, today's pearl of wisdom from Don Geronimo.
Was he planned? Yeah, he was. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know. You know what happens? It doesn't mean.
What do you need? What do you need, Tracy? A picture you
of
on your camera? Yeah, during the break we'll do that.
Doesn't mean you don't love your kids.
That's right.
Doesn't mean you don't love your kids.
Not at all.
But who the hell plans for them?
Yeah, well, does anybody really?
Not me, Mike.
It's not like you can sit there and put them on a meter. You know what I mean?
Okay, so the shave-a-thon has begun.
All right. I like it so far. And thanks to Tracy for the book.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeez.
If only all the other women brought nude pictures of them themselves as well.
It's a good start.
Robbie, when we come back, do you think you can line up three and you can bang out... 3?
Not with the care and precision I gave to number 1, but I'm sure we can certainly shorten
Rob's
some
way.
Hair.
See, what Rob wants you to do is justify him hacking away at their scalps.
The first one, I'll use a knife.
You know, it don't have to be perfect.
That's true.
It just has to, that's at right. least for the on-the-show part.
Right.
Just looking forward to getting my hands on that blonde. Her hair is shoulder length, baby.
He gets that from me.
We got the right man for the job.
Sadist Robbie.
The butcher.
Not interested in that book of erotic women.
No.
But he can't wait to cut the hair of Connie because her hair
can't
is
wait,
longer.
Though. Let me get that out of here.
If only I could punch her first. That's what Rob is thinking. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, yeah. Mike's not doing Rob holding his nose.
Actually, Rob will show a very good interest in this book.
At the book of porno. Yeah. And it's not really... Is it a book of porn?
No, it's erotic. It's erotic, but it's definitely good erotic.
Erotic pictures of women.
Big book of porno.
It's actually better than a lot of
very
porno.
Tasteful.
All right, we'll continue this. We come right back.
Yeah.
The Britney Spears head shading experience continues. Mm-hmm.
Get it right out to the trade publications.
And really, I know that I was talking out of my ass with the website and everything else. Mm-hmm. But someone is going to have to call Hughes and tell him we're giving away $4,000 today.
You won't be making that call, will you?
No. Hi, John. Have fun. Have fun with that call.
That's all right. It's in the budget.
Okay. We'll be sure it is. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.